Ang paglago ng property market sa taong 2016 ay inaasahang mas magiging mahinahon kaysa noong nakalipas na 12 buwan. Ito ay magiging malaking kaginhawaan para sa mas nais bumili ng bahay sa unang pagkakataon, saan naman ang mga lugar na magandang bilhan. Narito ang ulat. Naghahanda na si Debs Majundar na umalis sa kanyang 3 silid na apartment na kanyang ibinenta noong Nobyembre.
Within 4 weeks, we got about 50 groups through. It was a really strong time of year to have our place on the market, and it sold quickly. We got multiple offers coming through the door, and we chose the best one that represented a fair market offer.
Ito ay magandang kaganapan dahil bumili na siya ng bagong bahay para sa kanyang lumalaking pamilya at kailangan niya itong maibenta. Siya at ang kanyang asawa ay naglakas loob na mag-alok ng malaking salapi sa kanyang bagong bahay na tinanggap naman 24 na oras bago magsimula ang auction. Subal, sinabi ni Debs Majumbar, naganap lamang ang tagumpay pagkatapos ng isang taong paghahanap, 50 open home inspections at halos isang dosenang auction.
It was predominantly foreign investors and cashed up buyers who were significantly older than us. So we're often priced out of the market, and it was quite demoralizing.
Sinabi ni Simon Cohen, isang buyer's agent, ang karanasan ni Majumbar sa pagbili ng bahay ay pangkaraniwan sa property market, lalo na sa Sydney noong taong 2015.
Prices were skyrocketing, interest has been insane, more buyers than property, and we sort of saw people paying whatever they could just to get into the market. Fortunately, the last sort of month or two has seen a little bit of a cool down, and people aren't having to pay stupid, ridiculous prices and do whatever it takes to get into the property market.
Ang mga bagong batas ng Reserve Bank para paghigpitan ang mga pamantayan sa pagpapautang ay medyo nakapagpalamig sa mainit na property market. Sinabi ng pinuno ng pananaliksik ng property data analyst na CoreLogic RP Data, Tim Lawless, noong taong 2015, ang mga owner, occupier at investor ay parehong tinamaan ng out-of-cycle na pagtaas ng mortgage. Tinutukoy niya ang pagtaas ng mga bangko ng antas ng interes na malaya sa pasya ng Reserve Bank.
Well, investors are now paying a premium on their mortgages. They need larger deposits, which means their negative gearing strategies may not be as effective either. So if they were to buy, say, 6 months ago or early in 2015, the investment conditions from a lending perspective would have been much rosier and the capital gain prospects also would have been more substantial.
Subalit, hindi ito dahilan para makapagpigil sa ilang mamumuhunan tulad ni Debs Majumdar.
In 2016, regardless of how crazy the Sydney property market is, we'll definitely be looking at purchasing another property, absolutely. Sydney's such a strong market that it's never going to go down.
Sumasang-ayon ang buyer's agent na si Simon Cohen. Sinabi niya ang Sydney ay maaaring magbigay pa ng mga oportunidad sa taong ito.
Is probably in Sydney's eastern suburbs. We've seen a little bit of a pullback on prices, and I'm actually seeing some of the best buying right now. And I think that's a really sweet spot because it's blue chip. Going back to what I was saying before about investment, the western suburbs of Sydney, you know, Parramatta, fastest growing CBD in Sydney, I think this is a great investment sweet spot, and this is where I'd be hitting next year in 2016. And last but not least, but sort of a favorite to me is Brisbane. You know, Brisbane's one of the fastest growing cities in our country. If you look at, you know, all the information, it hasn't caught up to Sydney and Melbourne, and it will.
Ang katimugang silangang Queensland ay pangunahing tip din ng property researcher na si Tim Lawless.
The Southeast Queensland market is still looking quite ripe for investment. We're seeing affordability nowhere near as challenging as the larger capital cities. We're seeing yields much stronger. So Brisbane, the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast. Hobart's also looking like a strong marketplace in terms of the economy is improving, transaction numbers are rising, and it's the best yielding marketplace. Outside of those two capital cities, I think the lifestyle markets are also looking quite promising. Everywhere from Cairns in the far north of Queensland over to Margaret River in the southern west, southwestern area of Western Australia are all showing healthier signs than they were a year ago.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.